25, about a year ago today. Let's continue to celebrate National Poetry Month with community treasure Poetry Town.
Good afternoon. You've got Living Writers on WCBN FM Ann Arbor. Happy spring, everybody, and happy National Poetry Month. I'm so happy to have in studio with me today Poetry Town. I've got the founder and community organizer, Cam Finch, here, also poet Cam Finch, and poets featured in Poetry Town this year on windows near you, on streets near you this spring. Today in the studio, Ruth Maya, the 2024 IPSY Youth Poet Laureate.
Yes.
Hi. Hi, Evelyn.
Theo Poling. Theo.
Howdy.
And we have Ani Walker.
Hi.
Ani, can I say your age? Is that okay? Or
yes.
Do you want to keep it a secret? Because it's okay with me.
No, that's okay.
Okay. Okay. Or you can even say, well, Ani Walker, age 11. And then Cody Walker.
Cody, hi.
Cody, would you like to keep your age a secret?
I'm 58. That's just how it goes. Yeah, 58.
That's such a great age for a poet. That's like, you're right. This is like, you're right in your wheelhouse. Woo. For like the best poems. And Cam, thanks so much for being the reason that we're all here today. You created Poetry Town. This is the third year.
It is.
And so what does it feel like to be sort of in April this month, seeing all, and actually, could you tell us a little bit about what Poetry Town is for folks who maybe don't know, or maybe haven't seen a poem on a window and wondered yet? Because
sure.
Now everybody, you're going to see them out there. Once you know, you'll see them.
It's once you hear about it, something, you see it everywhere. Yeah. Poetry Town, it's a grassroots community project that's dedicated to promoting local and free poetry on the windows of window fronts that we pass by every single day. The poems are original poems by people that you may know, that you may pass by on the street, that you may have heard from other community events, and they're people in your community. We started in 2023, and this is the third year. We started in Ann Arbor only. They're on windows of local businesses, of nonprofit organizations, educational centers, kind of transit center windows, kind of community havens and hubs. And then this year, we had the great opportunity to expand to Ypsilanti. a big reason for that is I live in Ann Arbor, but spend a great deal of my time in Ypsilanti. A lot of my loves live there. And more than half, or I would say maybe about half of the poets who are part of Poetry Town or contribute a poem to Poetry Town live, work, or attend school in Ipsy. So it's just the natural next step. You are in Poetry Town when the calendar is April, if it's an April day, if you see a kind of teal and white broadside, they're about 11 by 17 size. They have a black and white tree in the corner. They will have a poem on it. And then there will be two QR codes, too. And these QR codes will give you a map so you can find all of the others. It's like a little hint for the scavenger hunt, kind of. we also have an audio versions of many of the poems. So that way, right there on the street, you can just kind of scan the QR code, and you can hear the poet speak their own poetry to you, and you can carry that along with you. And while Poetry Town, the poems are more ephemeral, just like our beautiful spring ephemerals that are coming up in Lafurge right now, they disappear after the month of April. However, the audio will be available all year long, and you can even go back and listen to some of the poems from 2023 and 2024. So it's kind of everlasting in that way.
And Poetry Town is something that is all year, because it intensifies in April for National Poetry Month. But you are also a community hub for poetry and the arts, really, mm-hmm. with using your Instagram, also Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've noticed that you've become such a way to unite everyone and get the word out about good things that are happening.
Oh, thank you. That is the intention, is to celebrate the talent and creativity of local poets and poetry happenings all year round. I hear people say, oh, I wish there were more poetry things happening. And by golly, they are happening. They are happening, but they're just not being talked about in a way that, you know, they should be, that they deserve to be. And so, you know, by no means is the Poetry Town social media like the only medium to find poetry events. But I think the more the merrier, the more people talking about it, the better. But, you know, we kind of keep our ears out for different sites that bring readers, have poetry workshops, have open mics, and whether they're Poetry Town poem hosts or not, we keep an ear out and then promote those events and just get people out and enjoying supporting the arts.
Ruth, thanks, Cam. Ruth, how did you first hear about Poetry Town? Like, what was your, how did you find it? And
so, yeah. Poetry Town, Molly works with Cam, and Molly is a woman that is a part of the Youth Poet Laureate program as like a co-founder with Ciata, and they nominated me along with other judges, and then that is how they got connected. Molly and Kim, I don't know how they got connected, but I know that they connected me to each, like we connected all together, and that's how I heard a Poetry Town. I was like, oh my gosh, cool. Like, yeah, let me submit my poem. And I submitted a new poem that I wrote, and then I got published. I was so excited.
Ruth, could we hear your poem?
Yes, yes. So, my poem is called Define Love. As a child, love's innocence spread. Playgrounds whisper, a secret world hidden from adults. Sharing crayons, fingers press, laughter's sweet song. In the kingdom of youth, love is where we begin. But love grows, a thread woven through time, maturing in the quiet spaces between moments, weather storms add layers, cementing bonds that cling, unyielding, to the heart's corners. Lines on the hands tracing to the past embrace, they speak in the language older than words. Adult love, aged like vintage wine, rich with notes of joy and pain, silken with years yet sharp enough to taste. Love. A seed, now a forest of echoes, the roots buried deep in the soil unseen, reaching for the light for more, and in the quiet of dusk, it whispers, it's always been yours.
Thank you, Ruth.
Thank y'all.
So that's a new poem. When did you write this one, Ruth?
So I got inspired, I would say like after my open mic, to like edit it, but I'm trying to think of the timeline, but there was an open mic that not my personal open mic, but I did participate in an open mic for Ipsy Writes when I got nominated for Writer of the Year.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I worked with them, and then I was at the time writing poetry, and then I continued on and I wrote, ended up finishing Define Love, and then I went back and edited it during a class that I had that was about creative writing, and she pushed me to to write more and strengthen my words and add power to it. And from there, I submitted it and it got published.
It's so many lovely lines, and how you delivered it, like the kingdom of youth, and so many lyrical moments weren't there with the lines of the hand. I was so imagistic. I was right there with you, Ruth.
Yes, that's where I want, what I want to get out of my poetry, a lot of imagery, a lot of like feeling like you're in the poem, like that's you right there walking through that, seeing that, experiencing that. I love poetry. Like, I feel like that's a way to express myself and how others can express themselves. And it's always my favorite to read a poem, and it relates to me so much with all the words that I read. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is me. Like, and it's another author, so it's like, wow, like, you're experiencing this too? That's crazy.
Yes. Yeah. Not alone, right?
Yes.
There's like, and sometimes like you think, oh my goodness, it can be universal. Like what I'm feeling right now, you might even feel alone, or you might feel so thrilled or happy, but these feelings are.
Yes.
Oh, so can you tell us I don't want to not ask, because I want to know what happened. How did you become the poet laureate for Ypsilanti,
oh
the youth poet laureate? What is that? What are you doing? Like, what will you do?
So many things. Well, to answer your first question with, I just submitted for a scholarship, but I love poetry. I always love poetry. I love writing. So when I submitted for the scholarship, I was like, this is an opportunity to open my portal with poetry, and strengthen my poetry. So I submitted my poetry to, the Youth Poet Laureate program that opened up. And the city council was actually the judges. Like, there were some people from the city council and then some other, I believe it was a spectrum of people, but Ciata worked on it, and she strengthened the program to have like a variety of people sign up for this scholarship. And then it was just a scholarship to me at first, but then I'm like, wow, it's actually more. Like, It was like the poet laureate from, it made me think of poet laureate Amanda Gordon. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is me.
Yes. And Mandy Comer, who's just finished her wonderful stint as Michigan poet laureate.
That opened a new portal for me, honestly. Mm-hmm. And then just moving on with that, like, it's opened a portal for me to learn about my community, talk about my community, express like actual problems that are going on in my community with housing, just a lot of social injustices that we need to talk about and needs to be addressed. And in my poetry, I got to talk about that. And I even, one of my most talked about poems, I believe, is like the MLK poem that I did. I won a scholarship for my school for that, but then I submitted it to another, like a Martin Luther King luncheon, I think. And then it was like, I got to perform it at the luncheon, and that was like a really, really big event for me, because it was like 500 people at that lunch, it's like the president of my school. Like, it was so much, but it was so fun. And then I got to do fundraiser. I got to read the Emancipation Proclamation for Washtenaw Ann Arbor Commissioner,
Right.
I actually got to read for Ann Arbor, so I was just glad that I got to read out loud for Ann Arbor.
And there is something about your poem being aloud. Like, it's so beautiful to see these poems on the storefronts in our communities and on the streets, and to find them. But then to get, like, to hear you read your poem aloud, Ruth, thank you.
Thanks. No problem.
And tonight, you're doing a workshop right after this.
I am.
You're, like, heading out. Can you tell us a little bit about where your workshop will be? And is it open to the public?
Yes. So my poetry workshop tonight is going to be at the Michigan Ave YDO, which is the Ypsilanti Downtown Library. And it's open to a variety of populations. So from 8 to 18 is the max, but it's open to parents that want to hear and listen in. And I'm open to taking pictures too. So if y'all want to come out and take pictures with me, I love that. But it's just so, it's teaching what poetry is, how to use it, what different ways you can write poetry. But I constructed the whole workshop, and I got to work directly with the, I got asked by our community reads, which is a community that works in Ypsilanti that supports younger children in reading and getting to love reading. And I got to work with them in a volunteer, like I did volunteering in for an internship for my school, or it was not, it was an internship. Yeah. It was like an internship for my school that I needed some hours, but I got to work directly with our community reads, and I got to work with the little children, and I taught, like I got to read to them. We got to read together. We just learned so much from those little experiences, and I gained so much like rapport with them. And then that's when I grew to love like working with children. And then I continued on and started to work at a different location with children. And here I am.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I was going to say the rest is history, but no, I think you've got much poems and poet history ahead of you.
Yes.
We'll take a short break and then we'll come back. We just heard Ruth Maya, the 2024 Ipsy Youth Poet Laureate. We also heard from Cam Finch, Poetry Town founder and community organizer, here at the table with us, Theo Poling, Ani Walker, and Cody Walker. I'm T. Hetzel. We've got Jason behind the glass. We'll be back. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, so glad you did, because today in the studio, we've got Poetry Town featured poets from Poetry Town, and the founder of Poetry Town, Cam Finch, is here. We just heard from the 2024 Ipsy Youth Poet Laureate, Ruth Maya, and let's hear from our youngest poet here now. Ani, when did you start writing poems?
Well, I wrote my first poem when I was 6, and
and now you're 11, just in case people didn't hear the top of the show.
And then, I just started getting into poetry, and I got this book that was like a poem for each day, so I started reading that, and it inspired me, and it was really nice.
How often do you write poems?
Well, there's a program at my school, and then college students from U of M come in and teach us poetry and give us different prompts, and that's how I wrote my poem.
The one that you have to read today for us, and where is your poem? Which window is it on? Where can folks find your poem?
It's at 826.
Oh, perfect. Don't you love 826 Michigan?
Yeah,
the robot store. Well, Ani, do you mind reading it?
Mm-hmm. So it's called Fortune Cookie Craziness. It's like 4 different crazy fortunes. Okay. Fortune Cookie Craziness. Tomorrow, you'll find all your clothes in the wrong drawers and see a gang of pirates making smoothies in your kitchen. When you go to your friend's house, you'll see that they have changed their home into an amusement park, and you'll fall asleep from all the roller coaster rides. In a few seconds, you'll figure out that you have slime in your ear, and you'll call your doctor, and then your doctor will have slime in her ear. In a week, you'll go on an exotic vacation, and when you order food, you'll see that a squirrel is your server, along with the pirates that made smoothies in your kitchen.
Thanks, Ani. That's Ani Walker, everybody. Wow. What did you all think about the pirates coming back, too?
So
were you ready
funny.
For that, Theo?
Thrilling.
Honey, was that what was it like? Like, how did you, when you were imagining this, what can you remember what it was like when you were starting to imagine this poem?
I think I just, like, looked around me and, like, thought of things that could go into this poem and, like, add a twist to it in a way. And, yeah, I don't know. It just sort of came to me like that.
I love the twist where you've got slime in your ear, so you make a call, and then that's how that it's passed along. Has that ever happened to you in real life?
I don't think it has.
I'm glad. I'm relieved then. I love it. But I do like, yeah, the idea of going on an exotic vacation. I was like, let's go, everybody, and we'll see the squirrels. Like, right? How often do you have a Michigan squirrel in your poems, Ani?
I don't think I've ever had something like that. Yeah.
Not like a reoccurring, like a whole squirrel series yet.
No.
Well, and are you still doing that poem a day where you're reading a poem a day?
I haven't much anymore, but sometimes I look at it and it sort of inspires me to write a poem.
And also, is it like a different poet too? Like, so they're poems and different poets, so.
Yeah, it's different poets.
That's kind of nice too, because then you're sort of learning about your, like, growing your poet family out there. Yeah. Ani, what was it like for you to see your poem on the window of 826 Michigan?
It was really nice seeing it there. I felt proud knowing that, like, people would come and see the poem I wrote. And
did you take your picture with it?
Yeah, I took a picture.
Yes. Yeah, same. And did you too, Ruth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Theo.
I was so excited.
Yeah. And did you bring the whole family? Because you have a younger sister, right?
An older sister.
An older sister? Mm-hmm. Did you make her come and see it too?
Yes, she came.
Okay. and your mom too?
Really she was actually on a trip, so she didn't come. But
but she's got time.
I think so, yeah.
Right, kids. It's not April 30th yet.
Until the end of April. Yeah. Everyone can go. Mm-hmm. And so.
And actually, sometimes some places keep them up all year round, and I don't tell them. I don't tell them otherwise.
Yes. Actually, on that note, I just met someone who does. Africa, who owns Dawn Treader bookstore, where Cam kindly put my poem up in the window.
Yes.
So I was so thrilled and also took pictures and dragged friends and family there to have pictures taken. That's why I was being nosy about what you did, Ani.
Yeah.
But Africa told me just the other day that... they are going to keep it up on the window all year.
Oh, that's
so sweet. So I feel very lucky. Yeah.
Well, you know, if I can add quickly, Ani had a poem at Cahoots last year, and I was kind of desperate to get this beautiful broadside and frame it, so I went there and got it on the last day, and then they left the other poems up the whole year, so we could have had her poem up the whole year, but instead we have it on our mantelpiece, which is also good.
But
yay for Cahoots.
Yes, yeah. And Cody, where is your poem?
My poem is at the Mallets Creek Library. Ooh. And I went there yesterday to see it.
Oh, nice. And did you take a picture with it?
I did.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody, you should send photos to me and I'll put it on Living Writers of you with your poems. I would love that.
Mm-hmm.
And
love
Cody,
that.
You have your poem with you.
I do. Yeah.
And so Cody Walker and Ani Walker are related, right? We've got a father-daughter duo, poet duo here. Cody, what poem do you have as part of Poetry Town?
So this is a poem called Least Weasel, and should I go ahead and read
that
it
That would
now?
Be lovely, yeah.
Okay, so Least Weasel. When I found out there was an animal called the Least Weasel, I thought this is an animal that could... use a boost. So,
oh, that's so kind.
Least Weasel. A theory goes that an artist handles heartache by making art. Here's what the least weasel does. He carts home God's mock-ups, feet spare tails, and makes a woodland scarecrow. In all respects, the piece is his. The detail of the 40 eyes, the scars, the excess. O tiny wrecks of woes, least weasel, give him wide arc.
Thank you. Thanks, Cody. Thanks. Well, so how fun was that to write? What are you glad you gave the least weasel a voice?
I think so. I mean, I'm not sure what the least weasel thinks, but yeah. I'm glad. Yeah. No,
a wide arc.
I definitely will give him wide arc. Yeah. It's nice. I actually ran into a colleague yesterday who goes to Mallet's Creek Library all the time, and she said, I've been singing your poem every day. And so that was exciting.
And do you know about the fauna and flora around Mallet's Creek Library? Like, could there be... Probably not a least weasel, but...
I don't know. I think, is it the Pittsfield Library maybe has... is it a muskrat, I think, outside of the... There's a little kind of man-made pond or something. I don't know about Mallet's Creek. I hope.
But now, yes, I'm so glad your poem is there and representing Cody. And so was this your first year in Poetry Town, or is this your second year? It's Ani's second year.
It's actually both of our third years. We've been there from the start. I was just thinking about that when you were asking Ruth how she found out about it. We've established, I'm 58, so my memory's not so good, but I think I'm remembering this right, that Kim sent a call to Linda Gregerson, my colleague, the great poet Linda Gregerson at U of M, and Linda passed that on to me to spread to the undergraduate crowd at U of M, because Linda was directing the graduate program and I was directing the undergraduate program in creative writing. And so I did that, but then I also thought maybe I'll submit one too, and maybe my kids would. So both of my kids were part of that first year, and then Ani and I have continued with it, and we're excited about it because I love, love, love Poetry Town. I just want to tip my cap. I'm not wearing a cap, but people on the radio should imagine I'm wearing a fabulous cap. I'm tipping my cap to Cam because Cam is a literary citizen extraordinaire and has made Ann Arbor so much better in April, certainly, but year-round. So thank you, Cam.
Thank you. And Cam, you came back from grad school, right?
Yeah.
You returned to Ann Arbor to make it better.
Well, thank you.
That's
I went to, I'm from Michigan and went to U of M and then went on to grad school in Montpelier, Vermont, which they had a Poetry Town-like program that had been running for 20 years. And, so it's a few stones down the road than Poetry Town is, just in terms of scale and scope. But I was a part of that 2 years in a row when I was there. And it's just, Montpelier is an amazing place. It's very quirky. And if you've ever seen Gilmore Girls, it's like Stars Hollow. but just being surrounded for an entire month of poems that are written by real people, of course poems are written by random people, but there's something about opening up a book and being wow, that person is so accomplished and has written thousands of books and, is in a bookstore. Having it just in public feels like having it in it's in the commons. It's available to everybody. It's free access. The submission call is available to anyone, whether you have never considered yourself a poet, never read a poem before, or haven't published before, or if you, are a poet laureate, and that sort of that range that it's like arms outstretched that just are holding so many people and inviting more in. And I came back to Ann Arbor, it was 2021. We're in the after the storm of 2020 and 2021. And I think I was feeling actually like a deep loneliness, and was trying to figure out how to find the people who were the dreamers, the thinkers, the writers, the you know, the kind of visionaries, you know, the lovers, like the lovers of language, people who love, people who have, you know, want to build a better and just world. And you know, I remembered Montpelier and thought, you know, I've been working in publishing for 10 years. I have these kind of arts administration skills. I, you know, have been part of, you know, I've frequented organizations and businesses and supported them, and they've supported me throughout my undergraduate years. And here I am back home, and let's build something. And so I went to the Ann Arbor District Library first, and I talked to one of the kind of communications directors there and said, hey, I have this idea. What do you think about it? Can you endorse this? Can you say it's a good idea so I can tell other people if the library's on board?
Yes.
And then, you know, once they were like, yes, cool, we would host a poem. Sure, you know. And so I was like, okay, once I've got that, then I can go to Literati Bookstore. I can go to 826. These are the places that, like, I had relationships with. And then, you know, kind of building the list. And soon there were enough windows that I could start putting out a submission call. And I was very nervous that nobody would submit anything. And then Theo was the very first submitter. And I remember getting that email, and I just felt like, it's real, it's alive. And I was thinking, okay, if nobody else submits, I am accountable to Theo, and by darn it, Theo's poem is going to be on a window. And then 75 more people submitted that first year, which was just extraordinary. And yeah, it feels like a kind of like a literary journal that you've like ripped all the pages and thrown them to the wind, and for some reason tape has like stuck them onto windows. And yeah.
Very artistically.
Oh, yes. And very aligned. Yes. So thank you, Theo, for making it happen.
So inspirational.
Let's take a short break. And you're right, Ruth, it is. And then when we come back, Theo, let's talk, okay? Today on Living Writers, we have Poetry Town here in the studio. We have Cam Finch, Ruth Maya, Theo Poling, Ani Walker, and Cody Walker. I'm T. Hetzel. We'll be right back. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, I'm so glad you did. Today on Living Writers, Poetry Town is here in the studio with the poets Cam Finch, Ruth Maya, who's also the 2024 Ipsy Youth Poet Laureate. I want to say that again. Poet Theo Poling, poet Ani Walker, and poet Cody Walker. I'm T. Hetzel. We've got JAV behind the glass. Cam, thanks also for not only creating Poetry Town, but also picking the music for the breaks today.
You're welcome.
Like, lovely. And So right before the break, we were talking about the pivotal moment when Cam Finch knew that Poetry Town was going to become, it felt real. It was going to be, you were a culmination of skills and experience and passion and desire and some loneliness that was part of looking for the art to build a stronger community. And Theo emailed you with a poem. Theo?
Yes.
What happened? Can you tell us the story there from your perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, by listening to the other poets here today, I think that Cody and I might have also had an indirect connection there, because the degree that I graduated with in 2022 from the University of Michigan Ann Arbor was a creative writing and literature RC degree.
Oh,
and
nice.
So it was through an email I got through that program that I knew that this was happening. And I had already been dabbling a little bit more in poetry. I am a prose novelist by trade, and also I do television screenwriting. That was what I started out in my undergraduate program. Mm-hmm. So I had been really inspired by the Fleming Creek in the Mathai Botanical Garden over on the north side of Ann Arbor, mm-hmm. and just started, you know, spinning out from my fingers basically this poem about some of my favorite things about a Michigan winter. So it was like primed and ready to go. I think I wrote it like 12 hours before I got the email about Poetry Town.
It was definitely meant to be.
So that was really lovely. Yeah. And, you know, it was great working with Cam. I mean, like, we became friends after meeting through Poetry Town, so teamwork really does make the dream work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Thanks, Theo. You just slipped that one in there. Well, can you read that first poem, then?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me make sure I've got that one here. So that poem is called Michigan Winter. It's very short. But the path takes the scenic route, following the U-bend of the creek. Brown below, churning and burbling, gray above, dense and unyielding, the world feels smaller in winter. Dark comes early these days, heralded by the last dry call of the robin, but people still live in golden squares and streetlights, and I will too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bravo.
Thanks,
thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, I love that ending. And I will, too.
Yeah.
Like, to carry on.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I know. I think winter for a lot of people can feel so slow, and people get seasonal affective depression. And it's often a time where you've heard back from a lot of different programs, or you're on break, or you're back home for the first time in a while. And so it just sometimes carries that weight. But for every winter, there's also a summer. So you gotta carry on, you know.
And how... It sounds like because we're sort of joking how you wrote the poem and then this call came out. So you were like, this is the poem.
Right? Yeah. I was like, this feels right. Yeah.
But was it like, how do you submit a lot of poems? Like how, because it sounds like you're used to working, like sending off screenplays or, you know, but yeah. Are poems, because it takes maybe something a little more to submit a poem sometimes.
Yeah. Thank you. I have been writing poetry just out of like passion, you know, since I was a child, but I didn't start thinking about submitting things until I was in high school. I went to a program here called Washtenaw Technical Middle College, which is a community college where you get an associate's degree along with your high school diploma, and you take college classes, and it was super cool. And I was taking writing classes, and they had their own poetry anthology that was called Political World, and they were particularly asking for poems that were inspired by current events and things that were going on globally. And so I submitted to them, and they were really supportive, and that inspired me. It gave me the confidence, because at first I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm doing, to try continue doing that some more. Yeah.
And it makes, when you said the political world as mm-hmm. like the theme, it really feels connected to what Cam, you were saying, like what, like the need for community now and recognizing like each other. And Ruth, what you were talking about, what being the Youth Poet Laureate is allowing you to talk about things that are happening mm-hmm. in the community and give voice to that.
Yes.
It's so important to find each other, like mm-hmm. you were saying, Cam, too. And also to find playfulness, like mm-hmm. Ani did in the poem, to remind us that, you know, to play as well. So, thanks for that, Ani. So Theo, you have, what's your poem from this year and where is it?
Yeah, so my poem from this year is called Gone But Not Dead. And it's about what it's like to grieve someone who isn't dead, who still lives, but you have lost them in a way. And that was motivated a lot by a personal experience. I before poetry was something that just I played around with, it came out of my fingers. And this time I was like, I've never used it as like a processing medium, as a way to kind of explore those tougher emotions and deal with them. So that was where that was inspired from. But it ended up kind of spilling forth with the same kind of like, you know, impassioned ease as some of the other things, because I think I hadn't been processing it that well. And I was like, this is really cathartic for me and like just really good. Yeah.
Do you mind reading it?
Yeah, absolutely. Gone but not dead. Bark peels off the birches like an orange rind, fluttering against bursts of spring gales. Below, the banks are overfull, the water spilling out over mosses, plump and heavy with moisture. The trails littered with little liquid mirrors. Each new bud on each new limb symbolizes the passage of time. They count the days that have passed, lengthening the distance between us. I can smell the flowers on the air each morning on my way to work. Spring creeps inexorably closer and fogs up my once clear memories. A kit with gray-blue eyes is born underground. A clover looks to the sky, bluer than yesterday.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, Theo. And where is that poem? On which window?
Oh, thank you for reminding me. Yeah. Yes, that is, it's a special location. I had actually asked Cam if it were possible, if it were one of the communities, one of the businesses that was even participating with Poetry Town. It's a women-owned chocolatier called Bon Bon Bon.
Oh, in the Nichols Arcade?
Yes, they have a storefront in the Nichols Arcade downtown. And their stuff is amazing. I'm not a sponsor.
Oh, my God, but they gave you a free Bon Bon.
They did, yeah. I went in to purchase a Bon with my own money, American dollars, and I said, that's my poem in your window. And they were like, have it for free.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad, because I'm glad. And now, of course, Theo, you know that everyone is going to be requesting that from Cam next year.
We had a special term for it. We called it the PPP, which was the Preferred Poem Placement.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So send in your PPPs, folks.
I was able to check out a book for free at the Mallet's Library. Very exciting.
Incredible.
Thank you.
Without proving your address.
Poet privilege.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, let's see. I'll tell you what. Let's take a short break, and then we'll come back for more with Poetry Town. Today on the program, Cam Finch, the founder of Poetry Town, Ruth Maya, the 2024 Ipsy Youth Poet Laureate in the house, Theo Poling, who we just heard wonderful poems from, Ani Walker, age 11, and her dad, Cody Walker. Poets all. I'm T. Hetzel. We'll be back.
Thank you.
if you're just tuning in, you've got Living Writers on WCBN FM. Ann Arbor Poetry Town is here in the house. We have just had a great hour of poems so far. Thank you so much, poets all, for being here. Open invitation. Bring your poems all the time. So, Cam Finch, we have been getting to hear about your vision behind Poetry Town. Could we hear your poem now that's in on this, like, and where is it? Which storefront? Where is yours, Cam?
Yeah. It's fun to also be a poet participant, too. Let's see. My poem is at Malofta Vintage, which is kind of, I don't know how long they've been there, but they're in the Carytown Market and Shops in Ann Arbor. And they have wonderful ginkgos on their windows. So that's how you'll know it. The poem's called "And What of the Flies on Your Windowsill?" And flies are kind of mostly my subject, my subjects of my poems. Kind of similar to how Theo was saying, I think poetry can be a way for me to play with language. I love hearing the putting words together and just touching them with my ears and my mouth, I guess. But it actually, poetry tends to be where I work through stuff. And it tends to be more processing. And flies have played a very both symbolic and physical role. And I had a bunch of dead flies collecting on my windowsill. And I couldn't sweep them away. And I kind of, I'm dedicating this poem to a friend who helped me kind of figure out the meaning of those flies, which for me has kind of an evolving relationship with eating disorders and, kind of mental illness and how that manifests in our bodies. And but it's also a love poem, both to the flies, to life and its fragility and preciousness, and also to my friendship with Bianca. This is it. "And What of the Flies on Your Windowsill?" For Bianca V. "They are a part of me, black pepper and blood. Have they always been? They are my tattooed fingers. Those last days we had together, the way their bodies reach through the air like a paper crane, sun setting on our outstretched arms. They were trying to speak to us, to end the starvation. Sing, swaying, let life's love consume you. Again and again and again. Oh, the dozens of them. Before crisping into their long, empty sleep. I know this now. I have lived through it all again, I think. Their meaning, their crumpling deaths. Many times. Believing them there, still on the sill, belly lungs up, floundering in air, I have to believe they are free in the afterlife. Do they trust us? I mean, to gather ourselves, forge ahead, improvise, wrap a scarf around each other, liberated. Unlike the shimmering ones, the morphos who dazzle, blue and chloroformed and wing-pinned forever to a wall of someone's natural history, I fear the flies have no desire to speak to us from behind moldy glass. Their minds are somewhere else now, invisible, beyond the language we hold in our bones. They leave us with memories, dust, a decaying thorax you decode like a riddle. I ache to whisk their soundless husks away with me, carry them close as they've carried me. Perhaps in something earthen and dignified, this strange, fragile love rattling between us. How to praise them, preserve them, what they were and what they are. Here's a box of matches, the tip of a spoon. But no, how could I sweep them off the sill? Their little broken bodies remind me of everything.
Thank you, Kay.
So good. Mm-hmm.
That,
poof, sorry, that's a mood changer.
And that's what's so wonderful about poems, right? Like, we can be in so many, this time together with all of you, we've been in, we've had a lot of feelings and been into different places and images.
Definitely. Yeah.
Ani, will you read another one of your poems? Do you? Yeah. Okay.
So this poem was at Cahoots Cafe last year. It's called The Life of a Seed. The Life of a Seed. The life of a seed is like growing a memory. It travels and travels and travels the ground until the memory fades and fades to its roots. The life of a seed is the thought of a dream that holds wonders and horrors and no explanations, a dream that will last forever and ever and ever and ever. The life of a seed is a long-lasting walk, a walk that will come to a faraway land with magic and fears, all in one droplet, crying with tears. So what is a seed? It's kind and it's sprouting, right here and right now. It's made out of hope, that seed. But how do you know the life of a seed? Oh, how?
Yay, Ani!
It's beautiful.
Oh, a life of a seed. Oh, that's, thanks, Ani. Thanks. Ruth, we were talking at the beginning of the time about, like, sort of part of your history with becoming a poet and being a poet. And you mentioned one of the poems of yours was an MLK poem. Mm-hmm. Would you mind reading it for us?
My poem is called Dream of Equality, and I'll read a few lines for you guys. It's very lengthy, but the first part is full with so much depth that you will really understand how the end comes together as well. Martin Luther King, a beacon so bright, in the tapestry of time, his words take flight. A preacher of peace with a resounding call to break down the barriers, tear down the wall. In the heart of injustice, he took a stand for a dream of equality across the land. From the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, he spoke, a dream of unity, a vision bespoke. I have a dream. His voice soared high, a dream of freedom reaching the sky. Through the valleys of oppression, he led, with courage as his compass and love widespread. Montgomery to Memphis, a journey profound, marching for justice on a freedom's hallowed ground.
Mm. Thanks, Ruth.
Thank you.
Oh, and so, Ruth, can you remind everyone one more time where your workshop is this evening, where you're headed to after this?
Okay, so today from 6:30 to 7:30, I will be having a workshop at the YDO Michigan Ave Library, which is downtown Ypsilanti, kind of the heart of Ypsilanti. And yes, they are open now for real.
That's a great public service announcement right there.
Yes. But yeah, slide through. I'm going to be teaching the poetry workshop, and I'm open to everyone coming through and learning a little bit about what poetry is and how to write it.
And do you have a prompt that you're going to give folks?
So many.
Okay. Do you want to share one of them now?
I can. I have one of my prompts was actually to talk about, like, poetic devices, but to spark some ideas, I wanted to talk about, like poetry forms, and then I was going to talk about, like, write a poem about your favorite animal or describe your favorite season using senses. If your shoes could talk, what would they say? Or you can start with, like, I am poem, and it's a poem about identity.
I also love the I am poems. Oh, I feel like, Ani, do you think you're going to do the shoe one? Like, what your shoes would say?
Or, I do feel like that's what I'm
doing. Do you know what your shoes would say right now? Like, off the cuff?
I I don't know what they'd say, but maybe I'll think about it.
Okay, get back to us. And Cam, let's talk about Poetry Town again, because we're coming to the end of our time together today, everyone. And this, thank you again, poets, for being here, and poets out there listening, and all of the Living Writers community and Poetry Town community. So, Cam, what are things people can know about what's happening right now for Poetry Town and what's to come?
Sure. So it's still April, so you still have seven more days, 1 week to go around and see all of the poems. You can find the entire list on our Instagram and Facebook, which is Poet with two T's, Poet Tree Town _A2, then ongoing, we will have, you know, keep posting all of the different events. We have a series with the Ann Arbor Observer, which is just a collaboration blog. Similarly to it, it's just another way of sending poems out into the ether, publishing more poets, and specifically about what is inspiring to them about Washtenaw County. So it's like super local. But as actually, like by reading the poems, you can see just how vast inspiration can be. You know, we have all different. We have a lot of poems about the Huron River because the Huron River is awesome, but also other kinds of poems. So that is also another way of getting involved in Poetry Town throughout the month, throughout the year, come January 1st of 2026, the next submission call will be open, and again, that is available to everybody, all ages, all experiences, and yeah, keep an eye on, and we'd love to hear from you.
Cam, to find it, like, go to your Instagram, the Poetry Town Instagram, or Facebook,
We put submission calls, you know, we utilize so many of the community resources that are around, you know, Literati's like newsletter, Pulp, university newsletters, DeZank House, which we have collaborated with and had our open mic extraordinaire event to open Poetry a Town. You know, they're also a really great community arts resource and hub, and definitely check out everything that they do there. So you can, you know, there are a lot of different ways to tap in, both online and offline. So thank you so much, T, for having us.
Thank you, Cam. Oh, thank all of you.
Thank you for being here.
And thanks, Cam, for bringing everyone together and creating this space and for keeping it going.
Yes.
Because when you said in January 1st of 2026, I perked up. And I was like, I know this group, I think we'll be ready.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yep.
And we'll stand by.
We are ready. And I bet a lot, and I hope a lot of listeners out there will be too.
Yes.
So thanks, Cam Finch, for being here, Poetry Town founder, community organizer. Thanks to Ruth Maya for being here, the 2024 Ipsy Youth Poet Laureate. Thanks to Theo Poling for being here, the first person to submit a poem for Poetry Town. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's an honor.
And thanks to our daughter-father duo today, the poets Ani Walker and Cody Walker. Thanks for being in the studio. Mm-hmm. And can't wait for more to come from everyone here. Thanks to Jason for engineering today. Thanks to all you out there listening, especially Mom. And until next time, I'm T. Hetzel.
Yay. Bravo.
You all were so fantastic. I knew at the time
I wanna go down. I wanna be ground. I wanna be fed on. I wanna break down. I wanna
doesn't